glory, glory, glory.
Amen.
Oh God. He's worthy of
it. We thank everyone for being here and know that everyone has anticipated this particular moment. We're thankful for Theodore and his desire to follow the Lord in obedience.
Amen.
And Theodore, you might want to tell us something about your relationship with Jesus and why it is you decided to be baptized.
Salvation. I was missing something in my life that I felt was very important. Thought I had everything, but I had nothing. So I felt that Jesus sent me somewhere to do something.
Amen.
He sent me here. This is where I'm at right now.
Amen.
I want to have salvation.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, on your profession, which you've shared many times with the saints here, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
He lifted me.
see the reality of that. The gospel of God is the power. The gospel is saving and changing lives even still today. Amen?
Amen.
And I'm just so glad we don't need to wait for a man-made holiday, the traditional weekends, and they call all sorts of crazy stuff, and they make up all this stuff. Listen, every day we should be celebrating the fact that He came, that He was buried, He died for our sins, He was buried, and He rose again. Amen? So great today to see the gospel still at work in my family, that God's grace is still working in our family, bringing us to Jesus. Amen. How wonderful is that? And I'm so appreciative of the saints that are gathered here in this place. If it's not proof to you, see, because I believe that the what should energize the church is doing the work, the mission that we're on. We're on the mission. We're all missionaries.
Amen.
We've been sent by God. Gather together. We can come to scatter like the dandelion seeds going forth, bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ to all people, letting them know the good news. The good news of the gospel. And you see, what if you guys didn't step out and share the love of God with another brother or another person that you met? Because listen, this is how God intended. This is, there's no plan B. The church is God's plan A for the gospel to be driven in our communities and to our schools, and I'm thankful to God for His grace and for the truth that is being proclaimed here, that Jesus Christ is the same and He's the saving God. Amen today.
Amen.
And I'm so blessed today for that. And I appreciate that testimony of God's goodness. And I just, as the Lord was just speaking, as we were singing those old hymns, amen. Those are some old hymns we were singing, amen.
Amen.
I didn't know some of them, but I just wanted to share just a few verses of encouragement. My brother Craig said to keep it short. So, I'm going to try. The Lord was just putting this on our heart. We just finished going through this as a study. And it's Colossians chapter 3. And this is so important, because as I was seeing you go into the Lord at the baptism, and wow, what an awesome, exciting thing for us. And that was like the place where the people were commissioned from the Lord. They got saved. The Lord don't save you. Everybody knows that. Amen. But it was the fact that they were showing themselves to stand in the reality that they died with Christ. Amen. And we didn't just say dead with Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So this is Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, and it says these words. Because when you got up out of those borders on the day, I was really excited. Because it says these words. If then you are raised with Christ.
Come on,
see those things which are above, where Christ is.
Amen.
Sitting at the right hand of God. Amen.
Amen.
Alive. Well, interceding, sitting at the right hand. I was thinking about those words for you today. It's because Colossians, when Paul penned this, the people were being influenced and perhaps even drawn away from the reality that there could be something else in this life that they could get wisdom from. And there was another place to look for the answers in life. And Paul said over and over again, he said, there's no other answer. All wisdom and all everything that we need is in Christ.
Amen.
And so, as he writes these things to remind them, he says, listen, you've been raised to Christ. Since, you know, this is what happened to you, not because you came out of order today, but because of your faith in Jesus Christ. You not only died with Him, but today you live with Him too.
Amen.
And it says to seek, search out. And this is just my word of encouragement to you to continue, that this is not a passive kind of a thing. This is something to look for.
Amen.
Look for, seek, set, press a little bit harder. For those things which are above, which means, you know, there's all these things going on in the world. He's saying, don't let that be your focus.
Right.
Look for what is above. Seek that which is above. And here's why. Because that's where Christ is.
Amen.
And if our focus would be on Christ, then so often we come to Him and we often get lazy in our love with Him. And lazy in our relationship with Him. And He was saying, listen, and so, you know, when you become lazy, you see a lot of people that have marriages that go south. You see the reality of it is when someone's heart begins to turn away from them, and then they start looking for other things. And as a young believer, I'm going to really encourage you to stay focused on Christ.
Amen.
You've been raised with Him. You're to seek where His place is, and that is, He's above. And He's sitting there. And the Bible says in verse 2, and this is a great thing for us, set your mind on things that are above and not on things on the earth.
All right.
to set your mind, your thoughts, you know, the mind controls our actions. What would it be like if all of us today perhaps would learn what it is like to set our minds on things that are above and would determine how we live below? See, because it's one thing to be saved and set apart and have eternal life, that's a great feeling, but we're been called to walk, to live this thing out too.
Amen.
And so it comes by setting our mind on things that are above and not on the earth. You know, the earth, you see the way that they run things, the value systems that they have. We can't have that. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen? Amen, everybody? It's true. We belong, so our values are different. We cannot forgive. We cannot love. We have to love. It's not that we get to love others. We have to be compassionate. And we're driven to live differently.
Amen.
We're driven. This is such an awesome thing for me because so often that's what should make us so distinct. So often we start looking like the world. Is it true? We act like them. We take on their values and we often don't see anything different. That's how we know that Jesus is coming soon, because the church is so riddled with taking on the value systems of the world that you just don't see it. Where's the outrageous, radical love that we should be living and walking in? He says, set your mind on things that are above, not on things on this earth. And my favorite verse for you today is verse 3. It says, for you died. And you did.
Amen.
You died. And I love that thought for us too. The reality is a dead person can't be, there's no more stimulus that you can't shake it. You can shake a dead person all day and they're not going to pay any mind to anything. You can electrocute them, you can do whatever you want, but they won't do anything, right? And he was telling the believers is remember that you die, and the reality is that this world can't affect you, it shouldn't affect you, and it shouldn't arouse any of it. Spirit and not the flesh anymore. And so he says, look, you die in your life. This is what happened to your life today. This is why one day you'll sin before Jesus. Not because you were perfect and you did everything exactly how you were supposed to. You will stand before him because he will accept you, because he's not accepting you. He's accepting the reality of where you stand. And look what he says, is your life is hidden with Christ in God. When you think about it in chapter 1 of Colossians, it says how Jesus came and we were accepted, blameless and perfect. And I know I'm not blameless and I'm definitely not perfect. But yet we have one that came and gave his life for him. And if you can almost imagine the reality of us, that we actually, our lives are hidden in Christ. So Christ gets accepted. He's that perfect, awesome sacrifice. That's who you put your trust in. And because he's accepted, and everybody knows that God accepted that offering, he accepted Jesus. He was a perfect, wonderful, read the tabernacle and all the offering was acceptable. It was killed before the Lord and he had to accept it. Well, Jesus was that sacrifice that was accepted.
Amen.
He said, your life now, Teddy, Uncle Teddy, amen,
amen,
is hidden in Christ.
Amen.
People are going to ask you, well, what did you do? Come on, I'm not ready for that. That you're accepted because your life, even today, is hidden in Christ.
Hallelujah.
And I thank God for your life. I thank you for the testimony. I thank you for the fuel that you've thrown on the fire, this assembly, and remind them that we're in the last days of the gospel message needs to go forth with power and with strength. And this should be something daily happening in the church. It means people need to be coming in these last days. That I pray a blessing, and this is an excitement for souls to be brought. Not with a compromising gospel or a changing, shifty gospel, but with a real gospel. provided the time for him to get things together. Father God, I thank you and I praise you for that. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that washes his sins whiter than snow. Thank you for the new start and the new creation that you turn us into. Thank you that it's not a work of our own hands, but that it is a work that has been finished and complete on the cross of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I praise you, God, and thank you for his life. Be with him as he is walking out and living out what you called him into, Father God. And he would not have the desire to fulfill those desires of the flesh, but the Spirit would live according to the Spirit, Father God. He would walk in the Spirit, he would love, Father God, and he would follow all that you have commanded him, Father God. We pray, Lord, that he would just, you would send to him, give people to disciple him and to raise him up in this assembly, God. Give them that they would keep him accountable, but he would keep them accountable to reaching out even more, Lord. Thank you for those hands and those seeds and those people that watered and brought in the harvest here, Father God. Thank you. And we praise you and we give you thanks in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
On behalf of our family, the Giddens family, we do say thank you for being faithful to God's word. Amen.
Amen.
And we got commended into your care. We hold you responsible for him. Amen. His life, you know, the Bible even says to those you, the leaders of the church, you're to watch over his soul. That's the verse, right? Amen. You can translate it however you want, Darby's version or whatever. Because he's here in this assembly with you guys, and I really do pray that you would be faithful to be mentoring him and teaching him and helping him grow, and not just making him smarter, but making one who knows what it's like to hear the word and do the word. Amen. I thank you so much. Thank you so much, my own Richard's here. Thank you so much on behalf of our family and Daniel and his family. Thank you for loving us and answering the prayer for our family. We pray that God will bless us.
The old rugged cross.
enjoy this day in a special way. And so that,
thank you, Brother Ben. And I have to just say that my heart thrilled to hear Mark's word and prayers. Yeah, I watched Mark when he was able to see grow up, and it's so great to see him doing all for the Lord and carrying on.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Keep it going, brother.
Amen.
I suppose that it wasn't just a little breath. Our Father in law, we thank you for the work of the Lord Jesus Christ finished and completed. And we thank you for as many here who find salvation and assurance that because he lives, they also will live.
Amen.
Thank you for the work that you have wrought in Brother Tay. How rejoicing it is to our hearts to hear the spontaneous expressions of his heart. I found what I'm looking for. This will resound and resonate in his testimony everywhere.
Amen.
And may his presence in our midst be a blessing for him and for everyone else.